If Jesus is your engine, what new works will flow from your faith today that you could never manufacture or fake through effort or religion alone? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hope you're ready for a great day and time in God's Word. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're in a series called None Righteous. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. We firmly believe at FPIW that if we want to change the outsides, like the public square, policy, rules, we got to first change our own heart. And through self-reflection and through going into God's Word and allowing His Spirit to come in and touch us on a daily basis, that then in turn changes the public square. So we're trying to pastor our entire state and to say, hey, let's come to know Jesus. Let's surrender to Him. And that's going to switch our biblical worldview. And that in turn creates an environment where we can love our neighbor as Christ loved the church. So let's go to Romans chapter 3, and we are finishing up None Righteous. This whole series has been, A, it's been a lot of days, but B, it has been so, so good. Jew, Gentile, Greek, barbarian, all are under sin. There's only one Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died and rose again. And we need to go through Jesus. We also have looked at there's no room for anti-Semitic behavior, that God has not rejected His people, the Jews, nor the nation of Israel. Salvation's through one, Jesus Christ, and as a nation, God has His chosen people, the Jews. All right, so yes, of Gentiles also, that's what this one's called. Romans chapter 3, verse 27. Where then is boasting? Is it excluded? By what kind of law? Of works? No, by a law of faith. Have you ever thought about the law of faith? For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of the Jews only? So this statement has two parts to it. First off, it denotes that there must be Jews, because otherwise, Paul's just telling a lie. Of course, Paul is a Jew, or was a Jew, that Paul was of the tribe of Benjamin. Jesus is a Jew. And he says, is God the God of the Jews only? Is He not the God of the Gentiles also? Yes, He is the God of the Gentiles also. Isn't that beautiful? He's God of the Jews, and He's God of the Gentiles. Now, you may not like that there are two camps, Jews and Gentiles. Unfortunately, that's not your choice. That's God's choice. He said there's a Jewish nation, there's a Jewish people, there's a Jewish bloodline, and there's Jewish land. The rest of you who aren't all those things are Gentiles. You can't even, if the church replaces the Jewish nation, then this doesn't even make sense. Why would I even read the, there's no such thing as a Gentile then. I mean, it makes absolute sense. The whole thing's undone. So it says, yes, of the Gentiles also, since indeed God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith is one. It's the same God. Whether it's the circumcised Jew or the uncircumcised Gentile or the Gentile who's circumcised or what have you, it's the same God. It's one. It's just one. Do we then nullify the law through faith? May it never be. On the contrary, we establish the law. It's the law of faith. So this is where that whole concept of, as Gentiles, what are we all about? We establish the law. It's not a law of our own. It's a law of faith in Jesus Christ. So let's talk about the works of the law and faith. What use is it? So James says it this way. What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, hey, go in peace, be warmed, be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. So faith does generate something. It's not an idle faith. It's not an idealistic faith either. It's not an ideology. Faith produces a byproduct in us, and it's called works that glorify God. You believe that God is one. You do well. The demons also believe that and shudder. But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of works, faith was perfected. So get a hold of that. As a result of works, the byproduct, faith, is perfected. When you start doing the work of God, when you share Jesus Christ with those around you, and you walk in that newness of life, God is going to take that good work that you've done and you're going to strengthen your faith in that. Now, does that good work save you? No. Nope. Might put a jewel in your crown or whatever else you might want to sing about. But the reality is, it doesn't save you. It's simply Jesus Christ who saves you. Well, then, why do I have to do good works? Because Jesus Christ who saved you is inside of you. And this Jesus Christ who's inside of you only did good works. You see what I'm saying? So if the engine is Jesus, and Jesus is our engine, then the natural byproduct of having that engine drive your life is that you will do works that glorify God. Think through that for a moment. It's not you conjuring up these works so that you can somehow please God, make him happy, do this or do that. He's already happy with you. Jesus abides in you. It's simply that you are doing what you were created to do and to be. You are before you do, and therefore that's what you is. I know that's not proper language, but you get what I'm saying. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned or credited to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messenger and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. This is so important because there's so many Christians who claim to be Christ followers, but their life has never changed. Their life has never been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. They're the same grumpy, old, grouchy people that they've always been. They're mean, they're all these things, and yet God wants you to know something. When Jesus becomes your engine, becomes the core of your life, becomes that driving force of your life, empowers you with the Holy Spirit, transfers you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, whatever, however you want to say that, when you are brand new, born again, raised from the dead, it's going to produce something different in you. It's not the same old, same old. You're gonna see a difference in your life. Now, the difference doesn't save you. Jesus Christ is what saves you. But Jesus inside of you produces something different. So, for just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. That's a really tight connection between faith and works. You have a dead faith if you have no works. And that is exactly what James was writing to us. So with that in mind, let's just really quickly go back up here. Where then is boasting? Is it excluded by what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of the Jews only? Is he not the God of the Gentiles also? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Since indeed God, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith, is one. Do we then nullify the law through faith? May it never be. On the contrary, we establish it. Do you see that connection there? So, so beautiful. So let's talk about our public square application for today. All right, whether you are a Jew or a Gentile listening to me today, you are going to show up at a place with Jews or Gentiles. Period. What's your work going to be like? Is your work going to be one of self-righteousness, self-gratification, self-glorification? That's probably what I meant. Are you going to be one that really turns to the living God and says, use me, God? I'm empowered. I have the engine of Jesus inside of me. Drive my day in the direction you want me to go. Are you living for your own pleasures? Or are you living for God's pleasure? Are you living for your attention and fame? Or are you living for God's attention and fame? We have reasoned that Jew and Gentile alike are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Period. So, what's the bottom line? Show your faith today by your good works. Let Jesus produce something in you today. Maybe it's a kind word. Maybe it's something, I don't know, incredibly different. But walk in that today. Let God just use you in a mighty way today. Open your eyes to those hurting, lost, down, outcast around you who are searching for the truth of God's word and reap that harvest today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to glorify you today. God, we thank you that you've opened the way for the Gentiles and for the Jews to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. God, we ask that you would go before us today, surround us today, speak through us today, be glorified in us today. We give you our mouth. Let us see the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast, those who are in depression and anxiety, those who are in fear, frustration, who have false hopes, false idols, false joy. Lord, let us draw them to you, God. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace in Jesus' name. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.